and played the game where one person is blindfolded and led around the camp in darkness by a buddy. This game, of course, teaches you to trust someone else to guide you. That's why they call it trust walk. It also provides a brief glimpse of what it really is like to be blind. Darkness moving slowly with caution. Unable to see or to do things that you took for granted. And then after all of that, you remember the relief that comes when that blindfold is removed. You have sight. You have light. You can go on with your normal activity. And that's what it was like for the man in today's gospel lesson. Blind from birth. And suddenly, one day he received the sight and he could see light as a result of a miracle of Jesus, that light of the world. What a day that must have been. And yet, a greater miracle occurs as the man born in sin's darkness receives spiritual light. He moves from the darkness of sin and unbelief into the light of faith, forgiveness, and life. Jesus, that light of the world, does that miracle also, and he repeats it often today in this world of darkness. We have a well-known hymn that says that, don't we? Amazing grace. I was blind, but now I see. In the unfolding of this miracle, several people respond to Jesus. One group asks that relevant question, are we blind too? No, not blind physically. They saw Jesus with clarity, but they were blind spiritually, believing they have no spiritual sight problem because of their ancestry and their knowledge. And they move farther into that darkness of unbelief. You see, they were disciples, or descendants, I should say, of Abraham. Abraham was their father, and therefore he offered them many privileges. And they did not need what Jesus, the Messiah, had to offer. Are we blind? Well, no, yes, and no. Most of us are not blind physically. We have little comprehension of that disability. We need to thank God each day for our sight, for the light, for vision, and for the ability to view the wonders of His creation. And yet also we see plenty of darkness, unbelief around us. Immorality, greed, selfishness, idolatry, placing other things in this world above the love that we should have for God, just to name a few. This question we ask and answer today as we see Jesus, that light of the world. Was a man blind? Yes and yes. Yes, he was physically blind from birth. You can almost imagine now, because he was blind from birth, he was there as a begging money and so that he could live. He was a familiar person as people walked by. And then when Jesus came, he healed him. And then the friends that he had didn't even recognize him. I think that was the same person. And he was taken to the Pharisees and they asked that question, who made you well? Because Jesus had done something to their eyes very wrong. He worked on the Sabbath. But yet he could not tell them because he did not see. And then they called his mother and father about, is this the person, was he blind from birth? And they didn't know who did it. And finally, of course, they threw him out of the temple. And then we find that Jesus finds him and then heals his other blindness as well. Yes, of course, physically blind for birth, We know he moves from darkness to light. Yes, he was spiritually blind. He moves from unbelief and ignorance. They said to him, "Where is he?" And he says, "I don't know." But he goes from there to faith and to worship. How? Both miracles are a result from the healing of Jesus, the Messiah, that light of the world. Jesus means the anointing, the washing, the words on his eyes. Were the Pharisees blind? No, and yes. Yes, all of us were born blind spiritually, as a man and as the man and the Pharisees. At conception, we are created with original sin from our parents. If we look at Psalms, we see the psalmist say, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Actually, it goes all the way back to our first parents, Adam and Eve, when disobeying God by eating the fruit of the tree, off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. "I was blind, but now I can see. God anointed us with the enlightening spirit in holy baptism." He shines through that word, his word. And in Jesus, we have the forgiveness of sins, light, life, and sight. We have that light and sight. How? It's amazing grace. God sees. He saw our sin, and he knew its consequences. Eternal death and separation from him in the outer darkness. God sees. He sent Shalom, his own son, Jesus, the true man, the Christ, the light of the world, into this world of darkness and blindness to bring light and life and sight. God sees. He sees our sight came at a great cost. Humanity's blind sin led Jesus to the cross, where he took our sins upon himself, and he suffered pain so that we might now live for him. God sees. The sun dawns on Easter and sees those shining angels announcing that Jesus is alive and victorious over the darkness. Life and life are his and ours. The risen Christ cures that spiritual blindness through his anointing and his words, bringing us sight and light. Healed, we worship him. He said, "Lord, I believe," and the blind man worshiped him. Jesus is that light. He brings that sight to the spiritually blind and those in darkness. Rejoice in the good news. See it. Believe it. Live in it. Share it with others, especially those in darkness. Think about those people around Ascension Church or where you live. There's many people that are living in darkness. The harvest fields are full. They're ripe for the picking. But they need someone to harvest, to share that word of God with them. Fly over northern Arizona at night, and the darkness and obscures and blinds us of that massive beauty of the Grand Canyon. The darkness of sin blinds us to God's unfathomable love and compassion for all people. It separates us from God. We need to share that word with those who are blind, living in spiritual darkness, so that they can see that beautiful light of Christ's cross. The eye doctor, Jesus, heals our blindness. Praise God, and yet he gives us one eye condition. We now go through life cross-eyed, meaning people need to see from us the cross of Jesus Christ, the light of his love in how we live. We need to see that opportunity is a time that we can share that light of God's love in our hearts with others, that they may see that light and give praise and glory to God through the cross of his Son. Amen.